Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hello, friends. This is Lynette. Thanks for joining us today. I recall my early days of meeting with a spiritual director, often hearing the words, "How do you come?" How do I come? Who asks such a silly question? I come frazzled, exhausted, confused about what God is doing and why He is doing it. I come wanting an hour to experience God's presence, but I need the help to get there because life is just so chaotic. That would have been my honest response, but instead I typically came back with a single introspective word that I thought would please my director. Well, that didn't last long. The director was not there to be pleased, and I was not there to make her happy. Rather, both of us were there to seek the Holy Spirit's leading, listen for His wisdom, and experience His comfort and guidance. I was on a quest to hear God's voice, and she was there to accompany me on the journey. Spiritual direction is a conversation where one person comes alongside the other to help him or her listen to the words and work of God in their life. Author Gordon Jeff says, "It cannot be said too often and too firmly that the only true director is the Holy Spirit. Direction is two people sitting down together in an attitude of prayer to try to discern where the Holy Spirit is directing. In spiritual direction, there are three chairs, one for the director, one for the directee, and a third chair reserved for the Holy Spirit. Spiritual direction is not about discovering self, but rather about discovering how and where the Holy Spirit, the occupant of the third chair, is leading." 1 Corinthians 2, 9-13 says, "However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him, these are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words." The Holy Spirit searches, knows, and reveals the soul of the person who desires to know God, follow Him, and understand the depths of His love and the freedom that only He can offer. The Holy Spirit is our comfort, our advocate, and our guide. What a tremendous gift! If you desire to spend time seeking the Lord and listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit with a trained spiritual director, contact the Emmanuel Faith Care and Counseling Department, and we would be happy to share with you more about spiritual direction. Thanks for joining me today.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.